Good morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters in the great state of Seattle, around the Pacific Northwest, and parts of Ohio, I guess, from the friend we have on the show. We got Chris over there on the boards. How you doing, brother?
Good, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's morning time, and I got Malt coffeeed up here. We got another good show for you guys. We got our old friend. Well, I guess he's getting older. You said you're turning
40 next year.
Turning 40. Man, you are getting old.
Yeah. I'm an adult.
Or so he thinks.
I got a couple people believing at this point.
Well, as long as your parents think that, that's all that matters, right? His name is Blake Garfield. He's from Bedrooms and More. We've had them on many, many years. They're a sponsor of our show, and it's good to have you back, Blake.
Thanks.
It's always good.
Love to be here.
It's always good. So we got to talk about current events. I heard you invested in a daycare facility.
Yeah, right. There's across from our building where Wine World used to be, okay, is going to be a KinderCare, which is like a multinational sort of
big franchise.
They churn out children, apparently.
Churn out children.
No, but they're going to have like 600 families, wow, going through on a weekly basis, which is crazy to me. In a facility right across the street. Yeah. So
what did you do to capitalize on that?
No, so there's a company that does, you know, wood bunks and beds and things for us.
That's actually a smart move. So I bought
two containers worth of like kids furniture, like bunks and beds and things, wow, like that. So we have like solid wood bunks like for $250 and, wow, solid wood twin beds for like right around $100. And, you know, all sorts of things that, you know, maybe young parents would be interested in for their children. Who knows?
But the key thing is all these young parents, they all shop online. So how are you going to get them over to your store?
The hope is that we kind of hit them over the head with the fact that it's a much better value because they're not paying for it to be shipped to them.
Okay. You know, it's less money.
Yeah, we're like 40% less than they can buy the same items online. So, we put the Amazons to shame.
At least it was kids' furniture.
The issue is none of them are going to know about it because all they do is look on the internet. So we'll see. Like
You got to go over to KinderCare and have a little talk with them. Maybe you could do a co-op program or something.
Yeah, well, put little signs in the window so they can see.
You have like a playhouse space? Let the kids play on the furniture over at your place.
We actually have like playrooms in the store. Like,
well, there you
places
go.
Places for parents to put their kids while they're shopping.
So all you got to do is go to KinderCare and say, look, you can have a field trip over to my store. I've got playrooms for these kids.
I don't need the kids coming over.
I was just going to say, let me finish. I was going to say, but you got to have the parents come with them.
Oh, yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Well, that's a good deal, actually.
Well, I mean, the neat thing is that, you know, we've always been a really good value on kids' furniture, but now we're going to just be hitting people over the head with it. In a constructive way.
That's very good. And if you are if you have younger kids and you are listening to this show, you're not sending them to the KinderCare across the street, you still should go in and check them out at Bedrooms and More. They're down there. If you guys know where Dick's is off 45th, you just come back a little bit towards the freeway. It's 324 Northeast.
We have the two buildings, so 300 Northeast and 324. So,
and everything's going good at the new building?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a learning curve having basically five times as much showroom. Yeah. But
do you have your office up in the penthouse suite now?
I don't actually have an office.
Wow.
Because it's a family business and I wear so many different hats, I just carry a laptop and a backpack. And I'm wearing like a lot of the times like a nice shirt and pants. I look like I'm proselytizing, going and knocking on doors because, you know, I'm looking like I'm out on my mission, carrying my backpack around everywhere. But it's
wow, you're just on the move then. All the time.
Because I might be at our warehouse, I might be at one of our retail stores, I might be at one of our wholesale accounts because we have our mattress and bedding line. So,
like, where's your warehouse at?
It's up by Ingram High School.
Oh, it is. Okay. I didn't even know you had one.
Yeah, we have like a 30,000 square foot warehouse.
Holy smokes!
Oh man, yeah, and I've been spending a lot of time there, getting them all re-racked and organized so that everything has a place.
You know, that warehouse, you could put a track in for your boys. They could race mini bikes in there.
Oh, so I have a yard. So my little brother and I, we're going to build go-karts for my kids to drive around the yard. Cool. I'm pretty excited about it.
How old are your boys now?
They're 6 and 8.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so
big shout out.
It'll be me driving the go-kart.
Yeah,
that's okay.
That's cool. Well, you know, I just want to kind of check in and see how things are doing. It's that time of year. We want to talk about holidays. You guys were in the Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, all that stuff. You're going to have people over to your house, and we've talked about this in seasons past, but it's time to talk about it again. If you have guests and they're staying over, they got to have a place to sleep.
Yeah, guest solutions are a real life problem, yeah. Or solution.
Exactly.
No, the holidays seem to bring kind of two things to our store. One is people scrambling at the last minute to try and like put up a couple extra guests,
yeah.
And it goes all the way from like the rollaway cot beds, which suck, up to the like the really nice sleeper sofas and cabinet beds and things like that.
Yeah,
and you know, futons. We always have kind of a bump in those too. And the other thing that's kind of newer to us is that people are like, oh crap, I have to have a dining table. Like I have to like
really?
Upgrade and like
oh, to get
my dining setup
oh, okay.
already.
Okay.
Cause they're like, oh yeah, we're going to have 14 people here. All of a sudden I need a bigger dining table or things like that. Wow. So,
and they can get dining tables from you.
Too, yeah. Yeah. That's, right? That's a thing.
That's a thing. They don't have to sleep sit on the floor. That's
unbelievable. Like
paper plates. That's a good deal.
Hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with breaking out the card table every now and then. Cool. So like, that's
what I was always, Chris, you ever relegated to the card table when you were a kid in Thanksgiving?
I was. I didn't come from a big family, but I remember visiting people and having to do that.
Yeah. Well, they probably would want to put you at the card table anyway, even if you
Yeah, even now.
I self-select to be at the card table sometimes just because
it's quieter.
I mean, how much of your family do you want to be around, or can you escape to watch football like
yeah.
faster if you're at the kid table? Obviously, you can do it faster at the kid table.
That's pretty funny. All right, so let's talk. We got sleeper sofas, cabinet beds. We got futons. And then what did you say? The rollaway cot?
Rollaway beds? You know, what? Like the...
Are those like the hospital beds?
The fifth person that's going to be in the hotel room where they bring out that fold-up
yeah.
bed. So, yeah, that's the...
So you have kind of like the Motel 6 approach there.
Oh, God. You got to cover the spectrum.
I guess like, so.
The thing is you don't make people's choices for them. You just give them the options and make sure that they're the best for that person's needs. Yeah. You know? Like, that's...
What are, just to go quickly, because we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but like, what are the actual pros and cons of a rollaway bed?
Oh, they're easily stored.
Okay.
So they just fold up and you can roll them into like a closet and put them away, sort of a thing. They're not terrible. I mean, you
said that with a pause.
You mean that you've got a bed that's going to fold up, and it's convenient. It's good enough for a couple of nights. It stores pretty easily, and they're not that expensive.
Okay. And if you want to get rid of that relative and have them not come back to your house,
get them in the airbed.
Get them in the airbed.
I mean, let me tell you about the airbed. That's kind of the scrape in the bottom of the barrel. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna move on next segment. I really want to get into. We'll get into futons, sleeper sofas, and cab. I love the cabinet beds.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Those. And I'll give you the number, the phone number, and the address again for bedrooms and more. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters. 3 FM.
Every time you produce the state
of Seattle. Well, you know, it's a state of mind. You have to have a state of mind here with all this damn rain. So, anyway, we got bedrooms and more. Blake Garfield been with us many, many years. I tell you what, guys, I was like impressed when they had their original building when the parents first. It was the parents or grandparents.
My dad started the store.
Okay, so parents started it. Then they built this whole huge new thing, and I followed them throughout how many year ordeal was that?
Well, we bought the lot 10 years before we finished the building.
But it was like 3 years to get that thing built.
It was a little over 3 years of construction, yeah.
So we talked about it over the years, and then I went to actually see it when it was near finished, and I was like, I'll tell you, Bedrooms and More is kind of like the Disneyland of beds, mattresses, furniture. If you want to go to a place and like, have a fun time and check things out. It's really cool.
Let's set people up for a real disappointment. Like, we're referring to Disneyland.
And if you really don't like it, you can go over to,
store.
Yeah. You can go, well, no, but it's cool. I had a good time.
Well, I appreciate
what's
that.
What's your choice? They could sit at home, watch paint dry, or they could come over to your store.
Oh, because those are the only two options. Let's.
Or you can go to the KinderCare across the street.
Right.
No, I'm in all seriousness, they have a really cool place. You want to check them out. It's 300 or 324 is the new building. It's on Northeast 45th Street. It's in, is that Wallingford, right?
Yeah, yeah. For years, no one wanted to claim us because we're the same zip code as the University District, but yeah, the other side of the freeway. And so different zip code than most of Wallingford, but we're kind of the gateway to Wallingford.
We're the gateway to Wallingford. And the gateway to Dix. Anyway, go visit them. They're a good place. Or you can give them a call. You still have your educational class, too.
Yeah, right? Every Saturday, and we also do one on Thursday, too.
Got it.
So Saturday mornings at 9:30.
And if you want to, okay, Saturday at 9:30.
Yeah.
Thursday at?
Noon.
Noon, okay. And if you can't remember that, give them a call at 206-633-4494. And I will never say Gateway to Dix again, I promise. All right, we're going back to the holidays. We're talking about, now, we went through, what is it, the rollaway bed?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I was dedicated more time than it deserves.
Maybe I'm a bed snob. I don't know. But that's not an option for me.
It's fine.
The next one up is the futons. Let's talk about that with futons and pros and cons. Has the futon actually, I remember the futon when I was in college. I had one in my dorm room. Has it actually advanced and gotten any better, or is it still as bad as it was?
It advanced is a subjective term. I do take exception with referring to futons as crappy.
You can. I'm just stating my own opinion.
They're an okay couch and they're an okay bed.
Okay.
They're not great at either of them. I mean, you can get nice mattresses that are going to be pretty comfortable as a bed because they'll have, you know, pocketed coils in them and they'll have, you know, foam across the top instead of just being a bunch of batting that mats down and gets really hard.
Yeah.
Because if you have a bunch of batting, it takes a lot of maintenance to keep it feeling flat so you don't end up with like the hard part where you sit and the soft part where you lean when you actually lay it flat. And the angle to the seat is easier if you're pretty tall. I mean, I'm 6'3", so I do okay sitting on a futon.
So you can actually put your feet on the ground.
Yeah, I don't like most people. Yeah, I don't look like a toddler. It's great. But there are some drawbacks. But the nice thing is it's pretty affordable to do something that will serve both functions. And if it's in a room that's not going to get much use and it's like, hey, usually we read in here, but occasionally it's the guest bed. That does okay. And it's not very expensive. So there's value.
And how does, I know I'm misinformed about this. I always, when I visualize futons, I visualize the bamboo slat type with the whatever thing on top of it. But I'm sure they've come a lot. They have mechanisms now.
Yeah, I mean, there's somewhere you can do it all from the front instead of trying to wrestle it from the side. Okay. Or it's not just the pallets that have hinges that that are
resting on the ground. That's a kind of diode in college.
Yeah. I mean, those are generally just cheap pine things. Yeah. And those still exist. I mean, I don't carry them because they're bulky and awkward and difficult to use. And
so you have more of the upper end ones.
Yeah, you know, the downside to the futons that I carry is that I don't have the cheap crap, but the upside is that you don't have to worry about it breaking. There's always going to be the person who's like, I wish it were cheaper. You're like, yeah, there are cheaper ones, and I'm not going to carry them because if it breaks, it's literally me going out to people's houses, like, dealing with problems, and I don't like problems.
So I guess because people are wondering this, like, and I know it's a rant. But what is the price range of a futon?
For something that is a pretty good quality that you're not gonna have to replace in just a couple of years, I think you're gonna spend, you know, between $600 and $1,000.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No, I mean I probably have a couple of things that are gonna be cheaper than that. And I have a lot of things that would be more expensive than that if somebody wants like an organic mattress and things like that, which I mean we've obviously got. Then you're going to be spending more.
That's a good one with a nice mechanism that's going to last.
Like a solid wood frame with a good mattress that's not going to be garbage in a couple years.
Okay, that sounds good. And then do they have what's an expected, do they have warranties with these?
I've got a 10-year warranty on all the frames that I do, and the mattresses, it depends on the mattress. I mean, some of them are going to be it's got a 1-year warranty because it's just basic cotton and tufting and then they're going to be the ones that are going to be 3, 5, and 10-year warranties, depending on the mattress.
Yeah, I mean, for futons, though, they come in. You have these on the floor, right? That they could.
I have a couple on display. I mean,
but people probably normally order them. Is that how that
we
works?
Keep them in stock? I mean, that's why we got that big old warehouse. But yeah, I mean, you can't stock everything, so yeah. they're going to be people who want something.
But people have different choices of color and fabrics and
all oh, that. Yeah. Man, an avalanche of options. Okay. Enough to make it confusing. It's great.
And you have the stuff in stock?
A lot of it, yeah. I mean,
or you can get it. Like, how if someone wants to get, like, a certain type of fabric you don't have in stock, how long does that take to get?
Your worst-case scenario is a couple weeks.
Oh, that's not
bad. I mean...
Okay, so yeah, they have time for the holidays, then.
Oh, yeah. Like, you'd have to really try hard to come up with something that I couldn't do before the holidays.
Okay. You challenge him.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah. With a futon. All right. We're going to move into, in the next segment here, we're going to move into my two favorites, the sleeper sofas and the cabinet beds. And man, oh man, are there some really cool choices. We're going to talk about the benefits of each of those. Sure. My personal favorite, Blake, is I love the cabinet beds.
All right.
You guys, those things are super cool. We're going to get into those, and I'll tell you why it's my favorite as well. But you want to check these guys out. The best way to do it, you know, I guess you could go online. It's bedroomsandmore.com, right?
That is the thing, yeah.
You can see them if you want to do that. But I'm telling you, I would just go down there, visit them. If you want to go do their educational class, you can do that on Saturday or Thursday. But just come down. Walk through their showroom. A lot of times you'll meet Backpack Boy over here. He'll be around. Just look for the backpack on the guy's back. It's Blake. Blake Garfield with Bedrooms and More. Give him a call at 206-633-4444. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home at Harry at 97.3 FM, Seattle News. All right, we're back. This is Pete with what a Home at. Is that what we're with here?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I think we were talking about me being a professional. Are you a professional? Is this
it was a senior moment. That's all. I can do that now, right? Well, I'm not that senior. But, hey, I can have senior moments.
Are you 2-3 years older than me?
Yeah, a little bit old, more older than that. But I still won't sleep on a futon.
Oh.
So, I know. I am a snob. I'm a bed snob.
I'm a bed snob.
The thing is, you got to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
We were talking about that off air. It's very important. I know you guys think that way too, and that's why you got to go check these guys out, Bedrooms and More. But we're talking about the holidays, your family's coming over, and we went through rollaway beds, went through futons, now we're moving into sleeper sofas, and then we'll get to my favorite cabinet beds. So, Blake, what's the benefit of having a sleeper sofa?
It depends on the type of sleeper sofa. I mean, when people think of sleeper sofas, they're oftentimes going to be considering, you know, the ones that you've been in a hotel or something, yeah, and they're just
the old crappy couch. But that's the ones you have. I was blown away with.
Yeah, well, you know, the ones with the torture bar, like those still exist. We don't really sell many of those because you can spend almost nothing more and get something that's legitimately comfortable. That's also not short. Being taller, I can't be on those short sleeper sofas because the mattress is usually only about 72 inches long, which is shorter than me. And so we have a couple of different brands that do sleeper sofas that are legitimately comfortable beds that are actually comfortable sofas also. So they kind of do both well.
And what, like, for the sofa, though, I mean, for the bed itself, is it like a queen size, king size?
I actually have from cot size, so you're only, you know, 30 inches wide, twin size, full size. When I do the full, though, it's a full extra long, so it's actually the full 80 inches like you get when you're on
So it's like almost like
bed.
A California King or something
no,
like that.
No, California King, I don't have that sleeper size because that would be 84 inches long.
Okay.
That's a waterbed size California King that happens to have been co-opted by conventional mattress companies. That's a different mattress history thing. But a queen size is going to be 60 by 80. It's the actual length of a queen so that an adult can sleep on it without feeling like their toes are going to get cold.
Yeah.
And then we do the king size even.
But because I was looking at doing a little research for this show, and I didn't know, because I was on sleeper sofas, but there's sleeper sectionals, sleepers love seats, sleeper chairs.
Yeah, you can have it integrated into a living room that doesn't look like it has a sleeper sofa. It doesn't even feel like it has
a
sleeper sofa.
So every piece of furniture could pop out of bed in your room.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We've actually had people who do a sleeper sofa in a living room where it's got a sectional. They can pull it out as a bed, but they also had a cabinet bed as the TV stand, so that could pull out as a bed, so they could sleep. A lot of people, it's oftentimes when people have, you know, vacation
like
homes, being able to
be like
sleep a lot of people.
Yeah,
that's... I think more like what's the family, the in Home Alone? What's the name of that family? That family that can sleep.
Chris, do you know that one?
No, you know, I was singing Vacation.
The McAllisters. Oh, I got it.
Oh, we got it.
It was in there somewhere. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Good job, Ed. See, you're 40 and your brain's still active.
And I'm not 40 yet. Okay, that's next year. That's okay. Next year.
We are 40. Don't quit your lying.
No, I got time.
When is your birthday?
It's in November.
Oh, okay.
The 13th. So I'm even just...
You still have a whole year. Yeah, then you're not even close to 40.
Yeah.
You're not going to fall off the cliff yet.
Spring chicken here.
That's good. That's good to hear. All right, so now, things to look for in a sleeper sofa. What are the biggies, like mechanism or what do you...
So, yeah, mechanism plays a big role. There are a couple companies that do really, really good mechanisms that are easy to use that, again, when you lay it out flat, you're not going to feel any bars and springs. Okay. American Leather is kind of... hung their hat on having the easiest to use and best mechanism.
Is that the one you carry?
We carry them, yeah. Okay. We have options. I'm a big fan of American Leather because they are legitimately comfortable both as a sofa and as a mattress. Okay. But there's a competitor of theirs that we also carry called Luonto. It's a company out of Finland that does something where there are a lot fewer options. American Leather is actually made in America, and you can kind of have whatever you want in like a month. Customize it however you want.
But it's not just leathers. You have leather,
fabric. Leather, fabric, all whatever. Sorts of things. Okay. Colors of the rainbow make it easy. Okay. Luonto, it's like, hey, you've got two choices, or it's going to take you forever because you're going to order it out of Finland. Okay. So we stock it a whole bunch of different ways. But they're also very comfortable, easy to use, not quite as easy as the American Leathers, but really... a lot less expensive than the American Leather. So it's a nice bridge between the futon, which feels like a futon, and a sleeper sofa that can actually feel like a real nice couch.
Like a couch. So when you're sitting on it, it feels like a couch, and when you're laying on the bed...
It feels like a bed.
Feels like a bed.
Yeah.
The thing about... question about the mechanism, because, again, this may be just my misinformation or miseducation, but in my mind, it's always like... these mechanisms, like, you got to really yard that out of the couch. Is it different nowadays?
Yeah, like on the American Leather one, it only takes 15 pounds of lift to open the entire sleeper sofa. So if you can pick up a bag of groceries, you can open this sleeper sofa.
Okay. So it's pretty easy then.
Yeah, it's teach grandma how to open it and she's never going to have a problem sort of a thing. That kind of easy.
Have you invented a remote control one where you just push?
They do exist. I am super scared of those sorts of things because the more electric I have, the greater the likelihood it's just going to break.
Okay.
Those sorts of things just scare the crap out of me because I don't want to be learning how to fix it. I'm not an electrical engineer.
So these are all mechanical.
These are all
they just last.
Just with hand motion, it's easy.
Okay. What about mattress types? Can they get any kind of mattress?
Yeah, there are different mattress options. You know, the basic ones that come with them are really quite nice. But you know, somebody wants to upgrade to a gel memory foam sort of a thing. That's a thing that they can do. Okay. There's even a Tempur-Pedic insert on the American Leather ones, which I'm not a Tempur-Pedic fan, but some people are really big Tempur-Pedic fans, and so. They're just like, I want that as my bed also.
Okay.
Good for you.
So they can get that in if you...
Oh, yeah.
If they want it at your store, they can order that.
We'll take their money.
Okay.
It's a professional.
But everything as far as whether it's the gel foam or it's the regular mattress, that all collapses into the sofa okay?
Yeah, it just disappears. And it's easy.
Are these sofas any higher or deeper because of the...
No, they're not higher. They're not deeper. And they actually have a smaller footprint than the old mechanisms, like the ones that have the short mattresses.
Yeah.
They take up less space but give you a bigger mattress. It's incredible. It's very well engineered.
That's very cool. And then what are we talking for warranty on these? What are they?
They're depends on the brand, but they're usually 10-year minimum on the warranties, and it's kind of... they're idiot proof. There's just nothing to go wrong with them.
Price range, kind of.
On the sleeper sofas, the Luontos and the American Leathers, you're going to be anywhere from $2,000 up to many, 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 many thousand. Okay. If you want to do a super,
that's not
fancy.
Too bad because you get the sofa and the bed all in one.
Yeah, so if you did a sectional with leather and king size sleeper, and you can spend thousands of dollars, or you can spend you know, just a couple thousand bucks and get something real nice.
Good. When we come back, we're going to talk about my favorite, the cabinet beds.
Yeah, all right.
And we'll give you the address one more time. You got to go over and see these guys' bedrooms and more. And you got to find Blake out there. He'll have the backpack on and the running sneakers. But then I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
We got Chris over there.
Sorry.
That's okay, dude. I'm glad you jumped in. This is All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News, Seattle Talk. If you just joined us, we're having a... Hopefully, if you just joined us, you should go back.
You should go back. Let's talk about time travel here.
Yeah, you should go back and listen to this. We are on podcast in perpetuity. It's at mynorthwest.com/homematters. If you want to get a, you know, get some education, we're talking about the holidays and what you can do for different sleeper beds and cabinet beds and futons and rollaways. And also some good laughs. We had some good jokes in there. So check it out. If you just joined us, go back and listen to the rest of the show. And then what I want you to do is go down and visit the Disneyland of bedrooms and furniture. I love it. Well, these guys.
Disneyland trademark.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's an experience. They're over there at 300 or 324 if you want to see their new building, which actually, if I was you, I'd go to the new building, and I would go to the top floor because the view from there is, like, incredible.
It's pretty.
Really, really nice. It's on 45th Street. It's the gateway to Dick's. You, if you want to go after there, and if you hang out at Dick's long enough, you may see Bill Gates, too.
That was a thing. Yeah, cool. He's on Reddit. He's pictures of him.
Oh, so.
I went to the same high school as
Or maybe, you know, so you should invite Bill Gates over to your place. Because then if you hang out long enough at Bedrooms and Warriors.
Yeah, because we've obviously got a close personal relationship because, like, I had math classes in a building named after him.
He's never bought from you guys?
I don't know.
Okay, you know, Bill Gates, if you're listening, this is a challenge to you. You need to go to Bedrooms and More and buy us a bedroom furniture.
Yeah. Support a fellow Lakeside alum.
Yeah, there you
Let's go. Yeah, right.
Classes Saturday at 9:30.
Yeah.
Thursday at?
At noon.
At noon.
It's just how to shop for mattress, teaching people about,
how to get the best value. You've had those classes like forever.
Almost 10 years now. And it's.
And you still have people showing up?
Oh, all the time. Well, because the mattress industry is super, super confusing by design. And if you understood mattresses, you wouldn't be in the market as often, which would be great. And the other is that, you know, you'd drive a lot of businesses out of business. You know,
a lot of the new ones that
you wouldn't
up.
See the UPSable mattress companies, they would go away because there's just no value in their product. But, you know,
it's convenient, it's cheap, but it doesn't last.
So. Oh, my God. Well, and statistically, only 5% of those mattresses get recycled. And so, you know, you're 2 years in, they end up in a landfill because they're disposable quality beds. Yeah. But
this is why.
Topic.
We've talked about that. There's the cost of buying and the cost of ownership. And really, if you want to get good value and actually a cheaper cost of ownership, that's why you go to a company like Bedrooms and More, because the stuff you sell it lasts. Like, actually,
we cover this.
You're obsoleting yourself over time because people just don't come back.
There are always more people, and people have other bedrooms. People have other homes. I mean, we half of our business is return and referred customers.
That's cool. That's
no matter how much money I spend on marketing, it's still half the people who come in. Yeah. Have been in before or sent in by somebody else, is great.
That's a big shout out to your dad then and your mom.
Oh, they've had a really incredible integrity in terms of the products that they've chosen to carry, and the kind of people that they are translates to every aspect of the business. I mean,
if you ever want to see his dad too, just go down there, wait till a Tesla pulls out of the
park. No, I mean, my dad does the class a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's neat.
So he's still involved then?
Yeah. I mean, it's a really, really neat deal for him to be able to kind of share almost 50 years of knowledge of the mattress industry, giving people some context for kind of how the industry has developed through the years and why we are in this kind of pretty terrible place for the mattress industry in terms of consumer benefit. But it's still possible to get great things.
And it lasts.
We're proud to be that kind of place.
I'm glad you guys still exist, and I'm glad you're growing.
Yeah, everything's working hard. Good.
All right, we're going to get into this last segment. I want to talk about cabinet beds.
Yeah.
These are my absolute favorite. So tell, because maybe some people in the past have not
Am I expected to paint a picture with my words here?
Well, like, you got to, first of all, what is a cabinet bed?
So it's like a Murphy bed, but in the size of a dresser. I mean, that's kind of breaking it down to its essence is you have something that's the size of a dresser that you can open up and you pull out a queen size bed. Or you can actually do a full or a twin for that matter, but mostly people just do a queen.
Right.
And it's a mattress that is trifold. You can do a lot of different types of mattresses. You know, one of our
so it actually folds up into three.
It's a trifold mattress, and it can be just a standard polyurethane foam. It can be a memory foam mattress, but you know, the real hit in our store, because we do a lot of natural organic products, is the natural latex trifold mattress.
Oh wow! Okay.
And then you have, you know, a bunch of different finish options. My wife and I got one in white to match the trim in our house. And so we have a movie room, and in that movie room is a queen bed that's basically the TV stand. And the hilarious thing is that we had a birthday party for my six-year-old, and you know, we pulled out the cabinet bed. The kids were all laying on the mattress. The parents were all sitting back behind on the couch, and all the kids were just looking up at the screen. Like,
that's cool.
And it's a really neat way to host, you know, guests when you don't have enough room for, you know, five guest rooms or whatever, or two guest rooms even, or one guest room.
Yeah.
Your living room can be a guest room, and it's a legitimately comfortable mattress. It's something that, instead of like a Murphy bed, it moves with the house.
That's what I was going to say. That's the big difference.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a piece of furniture. So it's not like attached to the wall like a Murphy bed.
Right. So my wife and I, we moved from one house to another, and the cabinet bed came with us. And it was great because, and it just moved like a dresser, but it happens to be a guest bed.
And it has, if you go to bedroomsandmore.com, you go online, you can actually see these. You have them under the, what is it, furniture menu?
Guest Solutions.
Or Guest Solutions, okay.
I mean, it's just someone searches cabinet bed, it's going to come up with all the results on our website. Okay. But yeah.
As you dominate Google.
Oh, no, like if they search on our website. I mean, certainly if somebody just searches cabinet bed Seattle, we'd come up early in searches. Yeah. But you'd also, you got to get past all the paid ads and you know, the pay-per-click stuff. I mean, like,
it's crazy. Yeah. Okay. So how is the mechanism the same or different than a sofa bed?
It's different than a cabinet. So you've got a drawer underneath where you can store all the bedding and you pull the drawer out and then you fold the cabinet.
Okay.
Open.
So it has bottom storage.
Yeah. So you can have all the guest bedding there. Okay. You pull it out and then you fold the cabinet front forward and it opens out into enough pedestal to support a mattress.
Wow.
And you pull the mattress out and it's cool.
And you can get this like in different wood species, different colors.
Yeah, different wood species, different colors, different kind of styles. So someone might have like a shaker style that they're really interested in. You can do that. You can have something that's kind of more contemporary. You can have.
And what are we talking like for price range on this?
The most popular ones with the mattress and everything, you're going to be around, you know, $2,000. Okay. You can do things for less. You can get to around $1,300 for kind of the really basic ones. Mm-hmm. And you can get into the many thousands if you want, an all-organic mattress and you want, a locally made cabinet and those sorts of things. So you give people the options and they get to self-select on what's the magic
what's
for
what's affordable
me.
For them. Yeah. Well, as always, Blake, man, we ran out of time, but it was a lot of fun having you on here again. Got some laughs, got some education. Go to Bedrooms and More. They're out there at 300 324th Northeast 45th Street. You can also give them a call if you'd like. You want to learn more about their classes at 206-633-4494. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Chris.
This is Home Matters, Air Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News.